Well, hello out there, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, I got three voices in here today, three guests from the CEO class here at Jersey Community, not really Community High School. You're separated from the high school, aren't you?
Yep.
So you're just out there by yourselves?
No, we have our teacher, Liz Dugan, who guides us through.
Okay, so you're in the CEO class. Liz Dugan is your teacher. How many students are in the class?
14.
And you're all from Jerseyville High School?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we have some homeschooled kids.
Oh, do you?
Yes. Okay.
All right. So I have Aiden Kendall with me. Welcome, Aiden. And Kate Hudson. Welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome, Kate. And Jaden Johnson. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Jaden.
Thank you.
Yes. So you guys excited about being here this morning?
Oh, yes. We're really excited.
Tad bit nervous, but.
A little nervous. I don't know. Be nervous. It's pretty wild. People, listeners might not realize, maybe they do, a lot of them do probably, about the CEO class. It's kind of a separate deal going on, right? And it's sponsored by businesses here in the community.
Yes. Yep.
They sponsor the class and they hire Liz Dugan to teach it. And you guys create something to sell in the first semester as a group.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's right. And then the second semester, you have your own individual businesses that you put together, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So, Kate, what are you guys selling? What's your deal? What are you selling this time?
All right.
As a class?
We are selling a children's book that is based in Jersey County. So it actually includes local businesses in Jersey County that kids will recognize. And we're also selling gourmet popcorn.
Ah. So, Jaden, what's this book about, this children's book?
Well, so this book is about Carl the Corn and his adventure is to become popcorn. Well, his dreams to become popcorn. And he, has a lot of friends on the way to achieve his dream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are his friends?
So we have Casey the Carrot. We have Parker the Pumpkin. We have Stella the Strawberry. Am I missing anything?
Abby.
Abby the Apple.
Abby the Apple, uh-huh. Okay, all right.
And then Kilbert.
Oh, yeah, Kilbert. He's his evil brother.
Oh, Kilbert, the evil brother. All right, so kind of what Aiden, you are the illustrator, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you did all the drawings. Now, have you always been into art since you were a kid?
I've always dabbled in it. I never was, too serious about it, but I've always enjoyed drawing.
Uh-huh. Have you had art classes your whole life?
I did in elementary school, but I haven't since then.
And you're an illustrator as a senior now.
You yes,
take
sir.
Any art classes in high school?
Nope.
No. You're just a natural.
I guess.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. Kate, how about you? What's your job?
I am the CEO of CEO. So I make the daily agenda and make sure we're keeping on track and being as productive as possible.
The head honcho, right?
Something
like
that.
Do you rule with an iron fist?
I guess you could say that.
Do you? Okay. Sorry. So how's your job been? Has it been hard? Has it been easy? Has it been fun? What? Tell me about it.
It's been stressful a little bit trying to, make sure that we're not wasting time and we're meeting deadlines and everything's getting done. But it has been definitely a learning experience and I definitely enjoy what I'm doing in the role.
Good, good. How about you, Jaden? What's your job?
So I'm the event planner, and basically I just plan all of our events, our launch party I'm going to be planning.
Uh-huh, okay. And is that the only event that you plan?
Just no, we're going to be in the Downtown Country Christmas.
Okay. Yes, so you got the Downtown Country Christmas, mm-hmm. And what else you have?
And then we have our launch party. And
anything else? Is that it?
That's
plenty, probably,
yeah.
Right? So the launch party. When is the launch party?
It's Saturday, November 23rd from 10 to 1.
Just a few days away.
Yep.
Okay, 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
Yep.
So how early, you're the event planner, how early do you guys got to get out there and get all this thing going?
Well, we're going to be there Thursday and Friday, planning everything, but We're probably going to get there around 9.
9 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. And what all is going on there? What do you got in
so
this event?
So we're going to have a lot of fun children activities like a bounce house. We're going to have temporary tattoos, hair tinsel. We'll also have a raffle, which you can be entered in if you buy popcorn.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about the popcorn. What kind of popcorn we got?
So we're going to have kettle and butter popcorn, which will be $5.
Okay, $5 a bag.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you guys, Kate, are you back there making the popcorn, or where's this popcorn coming from?
No. We originally wanted to make our own popcorn, but we decided we were going to go through a vendor out of Raymond, Illinois. So.
Yep, and you found one.
We found
one. How about the research on that? Was that kind of difficult?
It was difficult trying to find one relatively local, making it easy to pick up if need be, and also quality, making sure that it'll last and that it tastes good.
So what was your procedure in finding this popcorn?
We're
the vendor that you wanted. How'd you do it?
Well, we looked up many. We settled on one we decided didn't taste right. We moved on. We found this one, which was a closer location, which would just be better for our business.
Okay. And it tasted good.
And it's it tastes good.
Good. Okay. Now, how did you come up with the idea of this book?
Well, we started off with the idea of popcorn, and then we were like, oh, Munch and
so popcorn
Read.
Popcorn came first.
Yes.
Okay.
Munch and Read. That's something that we all remember from elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we were allowed to bring in a snack while we read. It encourages kids to get excited about reading. So then that immediately followed, children's book. So.
Okay. And how about the story? Who came up with the story?
We all actually came up with a story, all 14 of us. It includes Jersey County locations, which that was a tough decision. But we thought Jersey County people, they love our county and they will support us.
Uh-huh.
And then, we live in an agriculture-based community, so we wanted to include that as well.
How about the storyline? I'll go over to you, Aiden. So the storyline, what's the storyline on this? You drew all the pictures, so you know the story.
Do you want me to describe like what goes on in the story?
Yeah, give a prelude. What's...
So basically, Carl and his brother Kilbert live on a corn stalk, obviously. And
well, I didn't know that. They live on a corn stalk. Okay.
And Kilbert doesn't like Carl's dream of becoming popcorn and makes fun of him for it, and then kicks him off the stalk.
Kicks
him
off.
Okay. Carl sadly walks around Jersey County and goes to local businesses trying to find his way to become popcorn and meets friends along the way. But in the book, we don't exactly name the businesses. We just have the pictures of them. So okay. It can go wider than just Jersey County.
Okay. So what do the other characters, what part do they, that, is that the people he meets or what?
Yes. They help him go to the movie theater at the end of the book to become popcorn.
Oh,
because okay. He doesn't know exactly where he's going.
All right. And they finally end up at the stadium theater.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we got the launch party, and can't forget about that. It's Saturday, November 23rd. Aiden, what's the location?
1AG Church.
1AG Church.
Yeah.
All right. And this is at a church?
Yes.
Okay. And I see that the address is 500 Cross Avenue.
Correct.
Yes. And they must have a big yard or something there, huh?
We're doing it inside, so it'll be
a
gym. Yeah.
Ah, inside. Okay, well, the weather's going to be fairly decent that day, We looked ahead, it's cloudy, partly sunny, so
yep.
You're ready for it regardless. I'm going back to you, Kate. All right, to explain to the listeners how this works as far as this class, how do you start off with buying things to get this business going, this group business yours? How do you do it? Give me the ABCs on it.
Well, we established our idea, and then we got our money from our 5 to 100 project. So we had to turn
what's that?
$5 into 100 in 2 weeks.
Explain that. Individually?
Individually.
Okay.
So, like, one of our classmates raised, how much did Jace raise?
I don't know if it was 700.
Yeah, maybe $700. He really helped with our beginning
total. How do you do that? Who was it?
Jace Marshall. He does detailing.
Yeah, he bought detailing supplies, and then he used that detailing supplies to detail cars, which made his profit up to $700.
Oh, well, how about the labor? You count that? Did you guys help him with that?
He did it all himself.
He did it himself.
Okay, so Kate, what'd you do from 5 to 1?
So I crocheted pumpkins, and I sold them with pumpkin bread for a total of $10, and I made like $250.
So all the profits go toward the classroom.
The class business.
Everybody throws all their money in there.
Yep.
Kendall, what'd you do?
I did power washing. So I bought soap, and then I got a couple clients to go power wash their houses, and then I did that.
Okay. How much did you contribute?
Around $200, I think.
Cool. Okay. And Jaden, what'd you do?
I made candles out of teacups, and I made around like
$160. Oh, okay. Yeah. Candles out of teacups. Mm-hmm. I'll explain that.
So basically, I would take old candles and like melt down the wax, and then I'd go to antique shops and find like old teacups. So I'd pour the wax in the teacups.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds cute. And how many of those did you make?
Oh, I made a lot, probably 100.
All right.
I sold them for $10 each.
Cool. So you have 14 students, and all you guys, how much money did you end up starting off with?
Around $3,500. Okay.
All right, so you get $3,500.
Yes.
And then, how long did it take to get that together? I mean, how long was that first project? Was it like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or
it
what?
You had a 2 week time span.
2 weeks
to make $100.
Okay. Then you started on kind of brainstorming on what you were going to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, last year, what did they do last year?
They did a history of home book, so it was about the history of Jersey County.
Did they do anything else or just that?
They sold shirts, too.
Yeah.
Okay, sold shirts. All right, and you're doing a book and popcorn. You think you got a chance to beat those guys?
Yes.
Every year, does everybody try to beat the next?
Yes. It's a constant competition, try to beat the previous year.
What'd they do last year?
I believe they made around $12,000, maybe, like gross profit.
I see.
So, pretty good.
Yes, that is pretty good. Okay. If you're just joining us, I have some members of the CEO class here in Jersey, and talking about their project that they got going. They getting ready to have their launch party Saturday. What else we got here? All right. Well, let's talk about this launch party. All right. What are some of the activities? It starts at 10 o'clock, and let's hear about what's the big kicker to get people there?
Well, mainly it's a kids event, so there's obviously going to be a bunch of activities for the kids. There'll be hair tinsel for girls and boys, I guess.
What's hair tinsel?
It's
Is
like
that what you got in your hair right now?
No. It's like little fake colored hair that you can get like weaved into your hair. So, yeah. And then we have bounce houses. We'll have cornhole for older people too. And then face painting and little temporary tattoos of our of corn.
And then the bounce house going on.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun for the kids. How many people are you expecting? Got any idea?
No. We are just hoping everybody comes. Okay. If you hear about it, I hope they come.
Okay. And then, of course, you do that first, all right? But then just a few days later, the next Saturday, you're going to set up and...
At the Craft Bazaar at Downtown Country Christmas.
Yeah. Now that should be good for you.
Yeah.
You're going to have...
We're looking forward to that.
Thousands of people coming in for that.
Right.
So that'll be your big day. So you guys will be... What times will you be selling there? Do you know?
From 10 o'clock and so on.
Okay. All right. And you got the book you're selling. Aiden, how many pages is it?
24.
And there's an illustration on every page?
There should be, yes.
Okay. And what are you selling this book for?
$12.
$12. All right. So $2 or, you know, let's see, $12. So you got 50 cents a page, right? And the popcorn's $5. And on this, you're looking to sell how many books?
1,000.
1,000 books. Bring in 12 grand. And then you got a bunch of popcorn you're wanting to sell.
Yep.
Kate, what are you thinking on popcorn?
We're hoping that, you know, we're not only geared towards children with the books, but we're for everyone. There's mm-hmm. popcorn lovers of all ages, so we're hoping that we can take advantage of that.
Okay, so they can buy popcorn at the launch, and yes. they can buy popcorn at Country Christmas.
Yes.
Where else can they get their books and their popcorn? How are they going to buy it through the week? If they can't go to either one of those, how are they going to get them?
So after our launch party, we are going to post on Facebook our QR code to order book or popcorn or both. And you can also do walk-in purchases at JCBA in Jerseyville.
Okay. Order through Facebook.
I think we're also getting in Sinclair's too.
Yes. We hope to be selling in Sinclair's as
well. And the Thanksgiving sale at Three Rivers Farm.
Okay. So you got some avenues there to get some things sold, right?
Yep.
So if somebody calls up, or can they call, or is it all Facebook?
I believe they could call as well.
Okay. Or if they go
or
on
email.
They email, however they get to you, and then they would pick it up at JCBA, or where do they pick it up at?
They can pick it up at JCBA. We can deliver to them, and also there's like additional costs for shipping.
Okay.
If they want that option.
Do you have any like deals going on for anybody if they buy a lot or not? Just straight same price?
Just straight same price.
Okay. All right. And you were telling me that you had some sponsors, I guess business sponsors. Tell me about that bought some books ahead of time.
So we are hoping to get our books in classrooms in Jerseyville. So we have asked many businesses around Jersey County to sponsor a classroom, which is where they would obviously buy a book for every student in that classroom. So right now we have 12 classrooms sponsored, and they also had the option to buy our gourmet bags of popcorn for each student, or a bulk bag from the movie theater, and we would individually package that for the students.
Okay, those businesses that do that, all right? So they do that, and then how do they get recognized for that? Just to the kids in the classroom, or is there any other ways they're getting recognized?
They get their business on the popcorn and the book.
Oh, okay.
So then that's our add-on for them.
You know, one thing that we were talking a little earlier before the interview is that, you know, you're all students, homeschool, you're all from Jersey, okay? But you're not affiliated with a high school. You're not affiliated with the school district at all, correct?
Right.
This is all separate, all supported by local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, can you, since you're in the school, Kate, right? You're in the school. Can you be hustling popcorn up and down in the classrooms or anything? They let you do that?
I haven't asked about that yet, but I'm going to guess that we would not be able to sell popcorn at school.
Okay. How about your books?
Not the books either. Okay.
No, nothing there.
No.
Okay. Can you go door to door and sell your books and popcorn?
We do plan to do that around, you know, in neighborhoods we feel comfortable.
Yeah. And I'm sure that you all have friends and family. You got Christmas coming up. So, mm-hmm. Jaden, how many? Do you got a bunch of family members and friends that you've got some books sold to?
Well, most of my family's in Florida, so I'm going to have to ship it to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're going to be around the world.
Most of your family's in Florida.
Yeah. My parents.
What are they vacationing in Florida, or what's going
no,
on?
No, that's just where my parents are from.
Oh, yeah. How'd mm-hmm. you end up here?
I have no idea.
Are you you're an exchange student or something?
No. My parents just moved here like before I was born. So.
Okay. But your parents live in Florida?
No, they're from Florida.
Oh, from Florida. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got you. All right. So all your grandmas and grandpas and uncles and cousins are in Florida. What part yep. of Florida are they from?
Melbourne.
Okay, where's that actually?
It's kind of by Miami, like an hour away from Orlando.
Do you kind of like feel when you go to family reunions, you kind of feel gypped? Like, dang, I'm in Illinois. I could be in Florida.
I wish I was in Florida.
You wish you were?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I can believe that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Florida's nice. Well, I don't know if do we got anything else. Any last words of wisdoms? Any shout outs or anything you guys want to talk about before we close this interview?
I don't think so.
You got it covered?
I think you covered it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in, and be a good gift out there. You know, you support these kids and be a good gift for little kids. So if you got any, think about getting a hold of these guys and buying something. Thanks for coming in, and have a great day, and we'll see you out on the streets. Take care.
Thank you. All right. Thanks so much, Chris.